I'll have tote dividends for you in a moment. Next race at sale comes up at 11:20, so half an hour from now. The first at Warwick Nabil is approaching, though. That's in about 14 minutes from now. And to preview all of the action at Warwick Nabil this afternoon is Travis Noonan. Hello, Trav.
Yeah, g'day, Matt. Welcome to all the listeners. 10 races today at Warwick Nabil and big field, so looking forward to the day.
Yeah, I can imagine it would have taken some time to work this one out. What do you make of the program overall?
Yep, depthy. I would say some big stables sending some horses. Late in the day, you got some strong races. The maidens are strong, so good overall card.
All right, track conditions there at Warwick Nabil this afternoon. They're playing on a soft six. Rail is out 2 metres the entire way, and there are showers expected throughout the afternoon. First race is at 11:05, so 14 minutes from now. So we'll get through all of these races before the first. The favourite here in the first is the 2, Canvasback Harry at $3.30. The 12, Asashi, is at $4.20, and the 14, Mystery Eclipse, is at $5. How do we kick it off at Warwick Nabil today, Trav?
Yeah, going with the Ben and JD Hayes runner, Asashi. I thought her first up run at Bendigo was quite good. She was stuck maybe on the worst part of the track. The second horse, Gawa, has come out of that race and raced really well since, running second yesterday at Caulfield. I think it goes on top from the 14, Mystery Eclipse, who's jumped out well this campaign. 2, Canvasback Harry, ran a good race in the Ballarat Clockwise Classic. If it performs to that, it will run well. 1, B. Alba has jumped out well. 12, 14, 2, 1, the first.
12, 14, 2 and 1 in the first. Totes through on the first at sale. 7, 11, 2 and 10 were the numbers. The 7, Tamarack, $3.70 and $1.50. The 11 paid $3.20, and in for third was Buffalo Bill, which will pay $4.90. The Quinella paid $39.60. The Exacta, $36.30. Trifecta's paid $1,159.50. And the first 4 pays $4,476.20. Scratchings in the first at Warwick Nabil. I did miss those. I tend to miss the first. Apologies. Take out numbers 3, 5, 6, 8, 9, 11 and 17. Over to race number 2, you can take out numbers 1, 11, 13, 14, 15 and 16. Favourite here in the second is the 9, The Art of Flying at $1.70. The 12, Zuzuli, is at $6.50 and the 2, Bixalon, is at $7. You with the short price favourite here, Trav?
Yeah, I think you have to be. He's got form around sort of Adamo, Sneaky 5 as a spring two-year-old, and he returned with a good effort at sale behind Sharp Response. That horse is a subsequent sound down winner. He looks really well placed here for Mar Eustace to break the maiden. Got him on top of the 8, Buffet Buster, who's shown plenty of speed in his recent jump out. Should give a side up on top of the speed here. 10, Piranha, has jumped out really well for the Archie Alexander stable, and 4, Distant Dot, race well here last time at Warwick Nabil. 9, 8, 10, 4.
9, 8, 10, and 4. Over to race number 3. It's over the 1,200 metres. It's also a maiden. Take out numbers 1, 5, 6, 9, 14, and 15. Favourite is odds on 8, Fast Zagrado at $1.90 for Ben and JD. Again, the 11, Well Branded, is at $3.70, and the 17, Battle Tears, is at $7. The Lindsay Park get another winner early on the card, Trav.
Yeah, I think so. Fast Zagrado, I think the big tick for him is getting away from a heavy track. I don't think he was completely comfortable with that. Getting back to a soft six is going to be much more beneficial for him, and that was a pretty strong maiden running there in Echuca. I think he'll take plenty of beating to beat the 12, Cheneford, who raced really well here last week behind Quintello on the quick backup. 10, Sonora, has jumped out well in preparation for this at stall, and 11, Well Branded, raced well last time at Matoa. 8, 12, 10, 11.
8, 10, 12 and 11. Race number 4, take out numbers 3, 11, 15, 16, 17 and 18. It's a maiden over 1,600 metres. Favourite for Matt Cumani is the 9, Dancing Miracle, at $3.10. The 5, Lunchtime Red, is at $3.50. And the 4, In the Lap of the Gods, is at $3.90. Which way is siding in race 4, Trav?
Yeah, going with the Kamani runner, Dancing Miracle. It comes out of a pretty good race at Bendigo behind Too Much to Bear and Mr. Brightside. The form out of that Bendigo maiden's been really rock solid. I think Dancing Miracle can be another winner out of it. To beat the 12, Think French, who was a big run last time at Ballarat. I think if it can position more forward, it's going to be a great chance here. 4, In the Lap of the Gods, has got to be a chance. And 2, Gate Crash on debut from the Patrick Payne team, has to be respected. 9, 12, 4 and 2.
9, 12, 4 and 2. Race number 5, scratchings numbers 3, 7, 14, 16, 17 and 18. It's a maiden over the 1,600 metres. Favourite is the 1, Chadston, at $2 for Patrick Payne. The 4, Marinsky, is at $2.90. And the 12, Assignment, for Matt Cumani, is at $6. But it certainly seems as though these top two in the market are the ones to beat, Trav.
Yeah, certainly. I think the Patrick Payne runner here, Chadston, looks extremely hard to beat. Now he gets Dean Yendall on, who rode a winner for Patrick Payne, of course, yesterday at Caulfield. He's third up now. I think he's just going to be a little bit closer here over the mile, and he should be too good for him. For Marinsky, didn't have a lot of luck last time at Cranbourne, was held up at a really key stage in a deep maiden. The run before at Bendigo was enormous first up, so he could be, he's the obvious danger, and there's a good gap back to third. 12 Assignment can improve on debut, and 6 Ransom up in trip may improve. 1-4-12-6.
1-4-12-6. Race number 6 is over the 1600 metres. It's a 0-58. First of the 0-58s today. Take out numbers 4, 14, 15, and 16. And the favourite is the 2, Dixie Built, at $2.60. The 3, Rudy Rude, is at $4.80. And the 1, Fantasia's Choice, is it $6. Who do you like of the battlers here, Trav?
Yeah, Dixie Built is a very good horse around these sort of Western District tracks where they can really favour on speed runners. And he won last time at Matola at a very similar track to sort of Warwick Nabil. He's got a good record here at Warwick Nabil, and I think he'll take power of beating from barrier one. He'll go straight to the front, and I think he'll run him into the ground here. From 3, Rudy Rude, who's stepping up to the 1600. Last time was quite good at Warrington Bill. The run subsequently at Donald was strong. He's the obvious danger. Then the 1, Fantasia's Choice, who won last time in maiden grade. And 11, Ballator, can improve back to Warrington Bill. 2-3-1-11.
2-3-1-11. Race number 7 is the first leg of the quaddie today. It's over the 1600 metres, and it's another 0-58. Scratchings are numbers 13, 14, 15, and 16. Favourite for Kevin Corstens is the 3, Stradari, at $3.30. The 5, Code Blue, is at $3.80. And the 8, Spensierato, is at $4.40. Which way are you leaning here in the 7th, Trav?
Yeah, Stradari's racing in really good form. He's passed 2 off a bit of a break. He's run at Maui behind Camion Zupino on a benchmark 64. Was very good attacking the line strong. He went to 1,400 metres last time at Geelong. He was exceptionally strong late. Gives me a good bit of faith that he'll run the mile, and he just looks well placed at 0-58 level. I think he takes a power of beating from the 1, Road Scholar, who's probably another one looking for this mile trip. He's been racing very well in the Pakenham Synthetic of late. 4, Stay Awake, could be the big improver at a price for Amy McDonald, now getting fitter, and 8, Spensierato, the informed Nick Ryan, so they will run well. 3-1-4-8.
3-1-4-8 for Trav in the 7th. Race number 8 is 0-58 over the 1,000 metres. Scratchings are numbers 3, 13, and 14. Favourite is the 5, Funding, at $3.70. The 2, Young Harry Cool, is at $5.50. And the 7, Who Shot Who, is at $6. Who do you like in race 8, Trav?
Oh, this is a bit of a raffle match, so I've gone a bit wide here with the 9, Steady Star, who's jumped out well at Wangaratta in preparation for this for the new stable. Put him on top at a price, but 7, Who Shot Who's racing really well despite being 1 from 33. 5, Funding, was good here last time at Warwick Nabil. Has to be a chance on recent form. And 11, She's a Shooting Star, was a big run first up for the new stable, but tough race. 9, 7, 5, 11.
9, 7, 5, and 11. So the 9, Steady Star, is at $12 currently with the tab, so some value there in the 8th. Race number 9 is a benchmark 64 over the 1,200 metres. Take out numbers 3, 6, 11, 12, and 14, and 17. Favourite for Paul Peruska is the 8, Long Time Dreaming, at $4. The 5, Al Ghazouri, well, I'll let you go with that one, Trav. That's at $5 for Busserton and Young. The 7, Ginny Ann, is at $5.50. Then you're looking at $6 the rest. Interesting favourite here, Long Time Dreaming. One start, one win. What do you like here in race 9, Trav?
Yeah, it's definitely a chance. Long Time Dreaming jumped out recently well behind Man From U.N.C.L.E. This is a bit of a step up, though, coming from maiden straight to a benchmark 64, and this is a deep race. Happy to go with Ginny Ann, who's really found some form this time in. She was a noted place getter before this prep, but she's put 2 wins on the board out of her last 4, and last start she was very good winning at Matoa coming from well back. I think she's suited here in this race. From the 5, Elga Rouge, who's jumped out very well in preparation for this for the Busserton Young Stable. 8, Long Time Dreaming, as I said, must be in the numbers. And Four Destinies Republic was a good winner here last time over 1,000 metres. Up to 1,200, the only concern, but he can run well. 7, 5, 8, and 4.
7, 5, 8, and 4. Final event on the program at Warwick Nabil today is over the 1,200 metres. It is a 0 to 58. Takeout numbers 2, 3, 7, 12, and 15. Favourite again for Kevin Corson's is the 9, La Croft, at $2.80. The 8, Isolating, is at $3.40. And the 11, Fancied, is at $5.50. How do you bring us home at Warwick Nabil today?
Yeah, with the favourite, La Croft, I think she's going really well. The last start effort on Ballarat on the synthetic was very good, under 62 kilos. Drops here to 58. And goes down in class. So she has to be the one to beat for Johnny Allen. Put her clearly on top here, the 9, La Croft. To beat the 10, Socialite Miss, who was a good performance last time at Bordertown in a pretty strong race there, can race well here. 8, Isolating, is coming off a strong win in maiden grade. And 4, Malevolent, having the first start for Brendan Clements, who's a Blue Diamond winning jockey. So good luck to him with his first runner today. But it can run well for the new camp. 9, 10, 8, and 4 in the last. Best bet, race 10, number 9, La Croft. I think she's really well-placed by Kevin Corson's and the team. Next best, race 6, number 2, Dixie Builder. Should go straight to the front and take a power of beating. And the value, race 8, number 9, Steady Star, has had some good jump outs. The Quaddy, race 7, will take 1, 3, 4, and 8. Race 8 will take 5, 7, 8, 9, 11. Race 9, 5, and 7. And in the last, race 10, we'll just come home with the 9. Good luck to everyone playing today at Warwick Nabil.
Yeah, great stuff, Trav. Hopefully we can get some reward for putting in a bit of effort in finding a couple of winners there at Warwick Nabil on a busy program this afternoon. Just recap your thoughts in the first two. The first race is only 2 minutes away.
Yeah, I thought this was a pretty deep race for the two-year-olds. Asashi was the one I was going with here. I thought its first up run at Bendigo was very good in a pretty strong maiden there. It was maybe on the worst part of the track. So you can perhaps get you off to a good start here, the 12 to beat the 14 Mystery Eclipse, sort of against the favourite two, Canvas Back Harry, but it's got to be in the numbers. 12, 14, 2, 1 for me in the opener.
Beautiful, Trav. We'll back the 12 here in the first. Good luck, mate.